Governor Ventura has generally had good experiences talking to students. During the campaign, college students cheered him at campus rallies, even when he made his now famous comment that people who are smart enough to go to college should be smart enough to find a way to pay for it. But this time around, his usual stump speech on self-reliance got a chilly reception. The heckling started almost as soon as he waded into the crowd of about 200 students gathered on the Capitol steps. And the mood really turned sour when one student asked him what he planned to do for single-parent students. He replied by asking her why she was a single parent in the first place. The crowd's mood got even worse when the governor got into a sarcastic exchange with Robin Moline of the Minnesota State College Student Association after she asked the governor to walk in her shoes for a day.
And I've done nothing. And you know what? I've spent my whole life getting government assistance for me, too.
But
thank you.
We're the future.
The students were most vocal about getting a big increase in state aid for child care, something Ventura does not favor. But Ventura's budget does increase state aid for higher education by $250 million. Despite this fact, the students forced the governor to retreat into the Capitol with this chant.
Our mission is our mission! Our mission is our mission! Our mission is our mission!
Then maybe your professors better take a pay cut.
But not all the students in the crowd were chanting. After the encounter, a handful of them stopped by the governor's office and left him written apologies for the way things had gone. One student from Riverland Community College in Austin tried to mend fences with him by offering a free manicure. At the Capitol, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.